Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know you've gained a lot of weight when you're... Jesus, Rachel, the joke I was gonna say was, you know you've gained weight when your face recognition doesn't recognize your face.
Hey, something's burning.
Guys, yes. Hardcore. I am sitting here with Keith and the girl, Chemda, and Keith fucking nailed that name, didn't I?
Yeah.
God damn it, white people are coming far away.
Try doing it while you're eating, though. That's going to be a mess for
really?
The show. Yeah. Chemda, oh. As your...
Oh, I am leaning on you guys very heavily for this episode.
Okay.
I need you to Keith and the girl this one.
All right.
I have picked the most complicated thing to make.
I thought you were going to decide on a racist thing like falafel.
Yeah, you know, in this atmosphere politically.
Oh, I was looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm out of here.
I made falafels, and I just made them. They have like a mix where you can just mix water.
Oh.
They were horrible.
Of course.
They were so bad.
Come on.
That I think I made my kids dislike Middle Eastern people. That's how bad they were. Wait, did you have falafels growing up?
Not so much, because that's Israeli and they're more like Iraqi and Iranian.
Sweet, did you have, like, describe a typical dinner. I'm obsessed with this food-wise because there was an embarrassment if your family hadn't assimilated culturally for food. So you'd have friends over and your mom would bring out a lamb and cut its throat.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. You know what the best was? My bat mitzvah. Because there's tons of food there, who gives a shit? What happened was we get a belly dancer, and then my father's ready with singles, and we hand them to 13-year-old boys, and they're like throwing it at a belly dancer, I'm putting it in her bra. And my parents are so conservative. They're like, don't you ever do this, but
shut up.
Yes.
Let's make something to eat.
Bart, did you really pick this?
I did not pick this.
Okay.
I've never picked one of her. I find out when I show up what we're making, and every time I go, this is not going to work out, and it turns out at the end it works out perfectly.
All right, this is going to be the first fuck up. Here we go.
All right, today we are making crochembe. What is it?
Oh, my God, you picked something you can't even pronounce?
I can't pronounce. I can only pronounce custard. That's the only thing. Custard and caramel. Caramel.
But
caramel?
None of those were the words.
Crochembe?
Croquembouche.
Which one?
Croquembouche.
Like a sandwich?
No. Croquembouche is...
Oh, now he knows the history. Well, let me explain.
It is custard-filled pastries stacked in a pyramid with caramel drizzled all over.
Oh, I think my brother had this for their wedding cake. It's like a tower of donuts.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Yeah.
A tower of donuts.
Croquembouche. By the way, I am pacing myself on booze because this is a complicated recipe.
Is that?
Of course
booze?
It is.
Yeah. It's Tito's and soda. Yeah. Remember, I told you on the podcast, you're like, how bad is your drinking? I was like, well, you'll see me at my worst. How do I look?
All right.
Not bad, right?
Okay.
Not bad.
Okay.
I haven't slept. How do I look?
I haven't slept, been drinking for 2 days. Right. Not bad.
No,
not
your
bad.
Face is the color of the sun, but you're doing great.
Yeah. All right, we start with 18 egg yolks. By the way, I'm going to keep the egg whites to the side, take them home, and go keto, bro.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah.
Keto.
Make up for all the dessert.
I don't really know what it is. It's like a buzzword about diet these days.
I just say it.
Yeah.
Do you know that you actually have to follow it, too? Like,
no, you just
that's
say it out loud.
Works.
You just tell people keto and eat cheese. Just, I'm keto, bro. And then just eat meat and then whatever you want to also.
Well, you're not on my advanced level.
How do I separate these? Where do I put the... Oh, here, we'll put it in here.
Can I help?
Please.
Okay.
Can you separate egg yolks while I start the...
Sure.
Okay.
I say I can.
Okay.
This could be a mess.
We just want the yolks, so take...
Where do you put the other stuff?
It's quite okay. By the way, it's quite okay that you continually touch your face. That doesn't bother you ever. Because it bothers every guest you have.
Yes, I've touched my face a lot during this. Oh, good job. Oh, yeah, good call. Put,
yeah. I forgot everything.
And now, the rest of the recipe.
Am I throwing this in, or are you really keeping this?
No, keep the yolks, and we'll make like a frittata.
Do you just say words?
How do you get anything done, you know?
How do I get anything done is a great question. 2 teaspoons. We're gonna ballpark this. You like vanilla?
Yeah, sure. Oh, that's a couple teaspoons.
There we go. And we just gotta get this to a boil, which I think I've been flooding this room with gas recently. I think I've had this gas just running, so I'm gonna light it.
What the fuck kind of warning is that?
Well, that is a warning.
I think I've been, is this propane? It's butane?
Do you know the difference? It's a tane.
Yeah.
It's
oh, that'll do
oh,
it.
Perfect.
It's towards me.
That's
that'll
perfect.
Do it.
Boom!
All right, we're gonna do it on this oven. All right, so we're gonna heat up this milk and then turn off the heat. How many yolks are we at right now?
Nine. This is the 10th one.
10th?
Yeah.
Here, I'll help you out.
Oh, do we need it right
Wait,
now?
Maybe you could help out, Keith.
No, this
is going well.
I would like to see him separate a yolk, though.
Oh, shit.
That's okay.
That's okay. That's pretty much a yolk.
Oh, shit. Okay. Why don't I do this?
I guess I could have done better.
What's the difference, in your opinion, between podcasting in New York and podcasting in L.A.? Now that you've kind of...
We do a lot more cooking on the podcasts here.
Right. Yeah, I'm trying to think. Like, we have almost 3,000 shows with Keith and the girl, and, yeah, none are cooking, right?
No.
All right, here we go. Egg yolks, right?
Egg, you should right?
definitely get the rest
yeah.
of that in.
I like that there's no soap, and I have salmonella on my hands.
There's no soap?
Yeah.
By the way, I've just mock washed my hands 3 times, and I haven't once looked for the soap.
Is it all supposed to be in that bowl already?
Should I put coffee in here?
It okay. Honestly, God, it doesn't matter.
Okay. 2.5 cups of sugar?
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming you got to be pretty accurate on this.
I was afraid he was going to eyeball it.
If you guys could do a TV show together, what would it be?
He goes out into the wild, and I try to kill him. What do you think?
Is that okay? It's like
the ultimate
it's like
prize.
Hunger Games kind of?
Yeah, yeah.
This is why they have chefs do these, because they know them in their head, because it's really distracting when the host goes, really?
Right. There's a teleprompter or two.
All right, this is gonna be good. Oh shit, is this boiling? I got too much stuff going on. We gotta get that to boil, Chemda, and then turn it off. Do you like how I put you guys in traditional gender roles? Chemda, I'm gonna need your help. Keith, stay there.
I know, I'm like wanting to chop. I feel like I'm going against feminism somehow.
Oh, I love going against feminism.
No shit.
I'm being very progressive lately. Very progressive.
And it's very progressive to say that.
When you have to point out your progressiveness, maybe you're not super progressive.
You don't understand. I used to be a shithead to all women. Right. I am being so good.
But now I have a cooking show.
Yes. And I'm a man. Would you like to see my penis?
I don't
we don't do that anymore.
Right. I don't even make girl jokes. I just do cooking.
I think that's it. Yep, that looks good. I left Gelson's the other day, and there was this LGBTQ.
You're so proud of yourself.
No, I didn't mean it like an LGBTQ person. I meant like a LGBTQ waiver thing that this guy was handing out.
Okay.
He was asking everyone, would you sign this for gay rights? And then he saw me, and he just was like, keep going. And I was like, are you serious? I wanted to go, the whole thing we've been working against is stereotyping people. But you just stereotyped me. But then I was like, I would have signed the thing.
Then he goes, okay, will you sign it? He goes, what's it for?
You're the only one who wants to get stopped.
I had one at Target one time. I was leaving with my kids. And then I signed a petition to make safer sex for adult films so they can wear condoms in Los Angeles. I go, no. And I walked away.
you're not jacking off anymore?
No, I will not jack off to a porn with condoms.
Really?
Really.
I agree.
If you see a condom in a porn, you're like, eh, I'm out of it.
Yeah.
Huh.
I think we definitely fucked this up.
Oh, has it been 2 minutes?
I used to hear the theory that if you boiled milk, it would catch on fire. You ever heard that?
No.
You got the fastest cooking whiplash in town.
Boiling! Yeah.
Thanks!
By the way, this is just making the custard, okay?
Mm.
This is the easy part. And I'm...
Stick your finger in and see if it tastes good. I don't know, it could work!
And lose my finger? And then... Yeah! I told you! Oh, shit! I told you!
That's not really fire, though.
I told you something bad was gonna happen. Fuck.
He did tell
did
us.
Did you see that? I knew it.
You know
it.
What, though? It for sure boiled.
Man, burnt milk smells disgusting.
Are we starting over?
Nope.
Okay.
We never do.
We run with it. That's why it's called something's burning, because sometimes something literally burns.
Yeah, are you ever upset if it goes too smoothly?
Yeah, I don't want to tell. You know, who wants to watch a cooking show where they cook something and you learn?
And you learn, right?
Yeah. All right, I think that's been 2 minutes, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Okay, turn that off. Then.
The only cooking show without a timer.
Let that cool, which I think is pretty far from cooling. Hey, Kem, do you really help me?
Yeah.
I'm lost here.
Yeah. Okay, using the hand. Okay, down. Add 3/4 cup cornstarch and mix until fully incorporated.
Oh, and that? Here's cornstarch, that's baking powder. Here's cornstarch, that's cornstarch. And then mix it in?
Uh-huh.
3/4 cup?
No, wait, that seems like a lot, right?
That does seem like a lot of cornstarch.
Yeah.
Fuck it. What's the worst that can happen? Seems like a lot of cornstarch.
It's a lot of cornstarch.
And then this milk's gotta go in there, but we gotta temper it because it'll cook it. So we need it to cool.
That doesn't look cool.
Doesn't look very cool, does it?
No, it doesn't smell cool either.
Doesn't smell good at all.
Try drinking it.
Warm milk? Did they not have that in Israeli households?
I didn't know that people really drank glasses of milk.
You didn't know people drink glasses of milk?
No.
This is working. Either that or we're cooking these eggs. Can we just turn up the speed? Yeah, kick it. Yeah, fuck yeah. Look at that. You like that? I'm drizzling it down.
You're going down the thing.
Waterfalling down the spigot, down the whisk.
Oh, so it's hard to clean.
Yeah, so it's going to be really hard to clean.
Yeah. Who's on cleaning duty? Because he's fucking you right now. Wait, you're only supposed to put 1/2 cup of milk.
For real?
That's probably 1/2 cup.
And then, no. We got to whisk all of it. And then butter, right?
Oh, 1/2 cup of milk to the egg yolk mixture. Mix until well combined. Add the remaining milk mixture and beat until fully incorporated.
Okay, look at this. I'm just doing it. I'm making it rain. There we go. There we go. That's our custard. See?
Okay.
And the good news is, if it's too much, a lot of it spilled over.
The good news is, I ballparked the cornstarch and we burnt some of the milk, so it should be even now.
Yeah.
Looks perfect. And then we're gonna put this in the fridge and let it. I should really not just have the directions in my hand.
Do people think that you're doing it off your head?
Rachel Ray just does it off the top of her head. Like, how do you know this guy? She's just fucking lying.
You're really sticking your finger in there?
That is hot as shit.
Shit is hot.
Ever experienced the agony of harsh smoke, throat burning, or coughing attacks when smoking cannabis? The struggle is real. But the solution is Chili. That's right. I'm talking about the smoothest way to light up, and that's with FreezePipe. FreezePipe makes a unique line of freezable pipes, bubblers, and bongs that are 80% colder than using ice cubes to chill smoke. The magic is freezable glycerin chambers that come on every piece. Simply pop the chamber into the freezer for 1 hour, and as smoke passes through, it's instantly chilled by over 300 degrees, so every puff arrives ice cold and cough free. Trust me, I love smoking flower. I do. I love it more than anything. The thing I don't like is when it's in the back of your throat and you're going, is this a panic attack? That disappears with FreezePipe. American owned, with over 100,000 happy customers, FreezePipe uses the thickest glass and market leading glycerin chambers. For a smoother experience, you have to feel to believe. Ditch harsh smoke forever by visiting thefreezepipe.com and use code BURNING. Interestingly enough, for 10% off your order, that's thefreezepipe.com and code BURNING for 10% off. Shop today for free shipping and smoke like royalty without paying a king's ransom.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
All right, we're done here. We're going to take this and we're going to let this cool.
I think you got to pick up the top thing first.
This is hot as, you're right. Yeah. All right, this is I'm burning my knuckles.
I dare you to drink a cup of it.
No, you'll get sick.
Oh. All right.
Yeah, do you want to hold that for me? Okay.
I mean, okay. Bobby Flay had to do that.
This is our custard. We're going to throw this in the fridge. And it'll come out like this.
Whoa!
Pretty amazing, huh, guys? That's our custard.
That's good.
That's good, right?
Yeah.
Now we're going to make our little crochets. Crochets? Pâtés. Pâtés? Pâté chinois? Pâté chinois.
Pâté berets.
Pâté chinois? How do you say that? Mm-hmm. Pâté chinois?
Pâté au chaud.
Pâté chaud.
Pâté chaud.
Pâté chaud. Pâté chaud.
Au chaud?
Pâté chaud are very...
Pâté à la this show.
I'm just going to see if the whole thing's done.
Yeah, by the way.
Okay. All right. Bring four cups of water.
Oh, there is milk everywhere.
Does
I should definitely clean this off. Oh my God.
As a foreigner, I didn't know water can come out of your fridge.
As a foreigner?
Technology. I mean, like, that's what America is all about.
So wait, you guys didn't have milk when you were a kid?
You are hilarious that you're gonna stick with that. No, I did. I just didn't have, like, we didn't have a glass of milk for dinner.
Well, it doesn't sound like nowadays we're supposed to be drinking it, right?
I'm gonna name American food.
Okay.
And you go Middle Eastern food, like stuff that was on the table, okay?
Okay.
Mac and cheese.
I didn't know what that was.
For real?
Yeah, we didn't even know what pasta was. We had to ask the next door neighbor to help us.
To help you do what? Find out what it is?
To help us understand what it is. My mom used to, like, boil tomatoes and then just put it on made pasta.
And just be like, there you go, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, how cool.
We're American as fuck, kids.
I would love the opposite. I'd love to hear the story of an American family that moved to Israel, and they were like, yeah, we had falafel burgers.
That would be so scary. No, because Keith was in Israel for a minute, and he could not hang.
For real?
Yeah. Because they'd be like, what's the matter with you? You don't know how to clean a pot. Listen, go sit down, okay? It's very...
Oh, I love Israeli women.
I don't understand. Really, cancel everything.
I should measure this water. How's your family with the...
They don't talk to me.
For real?
Yes.
Oh, for real?
Yes.
Get out.
Yes, I'm everything they hate about everything.
And you have brothers and sisters?
I have two brothers.
Two brothers? What do they do?
They talk to my parents.
Can I tell you what I was going to go? One runs a car wash, the other one a strip club.
It's a living. What's a problem?
By the way, just try to move the directions. They're stuck to the fucking cutting board. Four sticks of butter go into this concoction.
And probably the same thing.
Sorry about that, guys.
2 teaspoons of salt.
Do you cook at home, though?
I do. I do. Where's the salt?
So where the chef has to find all the shit. Where's the pan? Do we even have a pantry?
Kevin, kosher salt.
Oh my God.
Your favorite. There's not meat and cheese in it together.
I should probably be pretty exact on this, huh? 2 teaspoons. Let's do a teaspoon. This is a teaspoon.
Do you know how kosher salt is different?
It doesn't talk to his parents.
And then 6 tablespoons of sugar. Is it a tablespoon? 6. Right?
Yeah.
You remember, 1. A teaspoon is just a tease, and a 2. Tablespoon is the other one.
3, 4, 5.
What are we making now?
I don't know. I haven't read the...
Oh, we're making the puffs.
Okay, yeah, we're making it. So while boiling, we get these ingredients ready. Oh, 4 cups of flour and 12 eggs.
12 eggs?
We are literally having a genocide of chickens up here. Did you know I didn't know that that egg is just the chicken's period?
I know.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
You're eating a chicken's period.
Yeah, and your snot, so that's nice. That's crazy. Yeah. Like, what trumps what?
All of a sudden, chicken's not so gross.
Yeah, chicken's not so gross. What did I say, 4 cups of flour?
Mm-hmm. Now that we know that you can eat eggs means you can eat that means everything was tried.
I can't believe people like this show.
Oh, I don't get it.
Like when people go, I love your cooking show, I wanna go, you don't need to say cooking in that sentence. I understand that that's a conduit to the adventure.
What do you like about it?
It's so easy to talk to people while you're doing stuff.
Mm. Do we tell Bert that he has flour on his nose or do we watch it as more and more collected?
Oh, here, let me get it off.
That's just cold.
12 eggs. 12 eggs.
That we just
are
dump
you
in there?
Shitting me? 12 eggs.
What do you like about the road still? Because you are married with a family. What do you like about traveling?
When you have a joke and you bring it like in the green room and then you bring it on stage and it works, there's like no...
You're addicted.
Oh my God.
How many eggs?
12. Sorry. I start talking and then this is why. Look at that.
Just
shells are fine.
That's for you.
Oh, thank you. He's such a good helper.
But that's the part I like. I like coming up with jokes and writing them and then taking them on stage. That's the funnest part. The part that sucks is the travel. I gotta be dead honest with you. I would definitely understand guys who use private jets. Like if I could get on a jet last night and flown home, I wouldn't have drank on the jet, or I definitely wouldn't have drank. What am
Come
I fucking
on.
Kidding?
Come on.
I'd be a millionaire. I'd be drinking with whores.
Like, what are we talking about? I mean,
drinking champagne out of a stripper's asshole. Hello. Right?
Very, very seriously, you're an alcoholic.
Once the water
boils. Did we use 12 eggs?
Oh, that's a good question.
There we go.
Yes.
That looks like 12. One.
Are you
two.
Playing at home? How many eggs were actually in there? Okay. This is very complicated.
Yeah, it does sound that way, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So we gotta hand beat this, right?
Well, while it's boiling.
Okay.
Once the water begins to boil.
Remove the pot from the heat and immediately add the flour. Oh shit! Where did?
What? Oh. Oops.
Yep.
What? I'm lost.
I wasn't supposed to add the eggs to the flour.
Take them out. I'm
supposed to add the flour to this. This is what we'll do. Watch. We'll take the flour and we'll add it here. Add the flour and stir constantly with a wooden spoon until the mixture's... Okay, yeah, I know what we're doing now. Okay. Wooden spoon, flour. Good call, Hamda.
This will make me look less like a witch.
Holy shit, I think we're gonna run out of flour. Oh, this is sugar. Oh. Oh, shit. I think I just put sugar in there. Don't worry, guys. We always save it at the end. Four, ready, stir it in.
One. This will turn into cement.
Two.
Now, what are we doing here? Do you even understand this?
Yeah.
Am I doing it bad?
No, we gotta just get it mixing a little quicker.
Why do you think you're doing it faster? Yeah,
this is, because I'm a man. That's how I was raised, okay? It's part of my breeding. I didn't ask for this fucking meat-headedness. Yeah, this is not looking totally right.
It'll melt.
Yeah.
It'll melt. It'll go.
Was anyone been counting?
That was three.
Four.
Okay.
And then here. Let's run a train on this.
I like when you turn to the audience, right?
I'm so sorry.
That's okay. That's okay. Sorry. This is Part happening.
This is glue.
This is turning. We need it to turn into glue. This is batter.
Oh, I see. This is a roux,
you know, can I tell you what I think we should do is move this off of this because I think we're going to knock it over. There. Oh, here. Yeah, there we go.
So this is the part where the chef turns his back on you and puts the secret ingredient. What you don't know about the secret ingredient is he's been growing it in his nose and eyes for this entire time. So if you saw something special, you're going to feel it later. Thank you.
This is happening right now, by the way. This is actually looking really good. No, look, it's pulling away from, it's turning into flat, like a dough. It's pulling away from the thing.
I see.
Now we got to add eggs in here.
It looks like mashed potatoes.
Okay, this, we don't need at all because we've ruined. And then I think...
This is the batter.
No, not yet. We got to put the eggs in. Mix one egg at a time until fully incorporated.
But it's hot.
And then, I know, just one at a time. And then I'm just going to stir them in and they're not going to cook.
Here we go. They're not going to cook at all.
Let's go.
And
just add them right in the middle where I am. Oh, yeah.
Oh!
Fuck. There, it's not cooking while you're going fast.
Oh, shit!
Ow!
What a puss.
You fucking... Jesus Christ! Hamda, what are we, racing each other? What are we, 12 yolks? This is no
Wait,
yolk.
Wait, only yolks?
No. Keep going. Isn't this easier than a podcast?
Apparently.
I always have to crack eggs in the middle of my podcast, so it's just the same.
Keith, I need you to take over.
I see that.
Keith, just
tag it out.
Just go quick.
Oh, no.
I'm going to drink.
Why does he think two spoons is going to help?
Well, because I was doing two. I was holding one in place.
All right, to hold the thing down, because you're going so violently.
All right, I did it.
Is that 12?
Yeah.
We gotta mix that somehow.
I feel like I beat you guys to something, but I'm not sure. We'll figure it out later.
This is gonna make our thing. Yeah, here, I'll help you.
Technical terms.
Thanks. I think you're just in the way, though.
Look, we got it.
Holy shit.
Look, they're jerking each other off.
Holy shit.
Faster, harder. Oh, ladies, is this hot or what?
And guess what? No condoms.
All right. Now we put that in there, and we squirt it on that, put it in here. I am fucking winded.
That's bad.
This doesn't look like it did in the video.
Of course it does.
All right, fill the bag with the batter.
Now this is like a condom.
Oh, never heard that. All right. Okay.
It doesn't smell right.
That's not the batter, though.
Yeah, it is. All right, you ready?
Okay.
Hook me up.
Having the nose to back up. We got this. That we don't think we...
Go!
No condom. Oh, we're putting it in. This is really, we're getting a lot of motifs in here. Oh, I should have put the bottom. I should have fucked. Oh, shit.
The condom has a hole.
Wait, is there a top for this? Okay. Someone get me the baking sheet, quick.
What is that?
It's behind me.
What?
Okay. Here, put it here.
Okay.
Oh, right.
Well, is this what you're doing? I don't know what you're doing.
You put it on the ground. Okay, so now, you just do a little spiral.
Okay.
A little spiral.
All right.
I don't remember in the video her having her finger on the...
No,
I don't remember in any video that ever happening. What?
Yep.
That's pretty good.
Look at this. Not bad.
That's glorious.
Okay. Why is this coming out? Like, are there tops for these? All right, we're going to rest this here.
Yeah.
I think it's like if you... That was a bad idea. I didn't know where to put it.
It's fine.
Yeah, we'll put it there. Look at that. That's going to be great.
This is dripping disgusting.
We haven't even made the caramel yet. How do you say caramel or caramel?
I say caramel.
Caramel? Caramel.
That's right.
Caramel.
Caramel. Nope.
I kind of like caramel.
I love caramel. All right, what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to push these down.
You haven't washed your hands once.
It's going in the oven. And then brush it with a little egg white.
Oh, nice. Why do you keep it down there?
Yeah, it
seems like everything else was shown, and the brushing with the egg whites, though.
And then we put it right in the oven, and we wait. Oh, look at this. Oh. They came out pretty good.
Those are the peaks that you made.
Not so bad, huh,
guys?
Not at all. Should we taste it?
No, we're not even close to done.
But we can taste it along the way.
No, watch this. Now, we need to make caramel. We're really close, guys. Except we've used every pot. Okay, we're going to put this over here. And then this is how you make caramel. Mm. Very easy. Have you ever made caramel?
Mm-mm.
You did not eat that.
No,
did you?
I didn't.
You fucking ate it.
Did she eat it?
We need these.
No.
By the way, do we have more of these? Oh, we have a ton of these. Yeah, you can have one. Yeah. That's all we had. I was like, we're fucked.
This is so good. We can just stop.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Wait, there's stuff with custard. You haven't even gotten there yet. I am farting like crazy.
We know.
Yeah, you don't gotta say.
Yeah.
Okay. Seems though when you announce it and then do it, like you can control it.
By the way, I own the property of only chef to fart during his own cooking show. Hmm? Come at me, Bobby Flay.
Is he gonna drink that?
Yeah, he should.
Two thirds a cup of water.
Is that heated up already?
No, will you turn it on for me? Mm-hmm. 2 tablespoons corn syrup.
Oh, wait, wrong one.
As I do that, I can feel the fat jiggle on my stomach.
Whoa. You don't take off your shirt when you're cooking?
It makes a lot of people not want to eat.
More for you.
Yeah.
When I first moved out of my parents' house, I lived by myself, and I just did everything naked.
Oh, my God. Mm. My favorite thing to do, girls go to school, get naked, go into my backyard, get in my pool, and just float around. There's something really cool when your dick's floating by itself, like a scuba diver on his first adventure down in the Caribbean. Mm. They just open the waters of Cuba, and he's down at 90 feet, right, going into crevasse, and he pops up, and all these nurse sharks are swimming perpendicular.
Mm-hmm. Perpendicular.
Did I take that analogy too far?
I couldn't tell that was a dick description.
There was 2 cups of sugar? That is a lot of sugar.
It's caramel.
2 cups of sugar. Did you turn this on?
Yes.
Okay, bring it to a boil, put the lid on, and let it continue cooking without moving. Oh, we
without
gotta stay,
moving?
We gotta stay still.
Okay.
Is there a cover to this?
Use a plate.
Use this plate? Okay, for 5 minutes.
Not with water on it. That'll, what do I care? Let's do it.
This is gonna be really good. Okay. I didn't know we were going to make terminal birthday
cakes. We're going
to,
yeah.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to start stuffing these. I'm glad you put holes in the top.
Thank you.
Because we're going to stuff them.
Oh, my God.
I know, but now...
I worked so hard on that.
You're going to see what's going
to happen. I worked so hard on that.
So now what we're going to do is we're going to take our custard.
Custard?
And we're going to fill it up in here. This is a team for you two.
Shit, yeah.
Okay. Get the custard in there. And I'm watching this caramel. To make this.
Oh, shit!
That's hot. That's really hot.
I don't think we should be blocking that.
You know what? I'm going to lower this a tad bit.
This is what that's for.
Oh, is that what that is?
Mm-hmm. You can hold things with it.
Okay. All right. We're gonna let that sit right there. Okay, let's go.
Okay. get the sperm in there.
Okay.
All right, this is just how you got your wife pregnant, right?
Yeah, I had an Israeli woman there. You're not Israeli, you're Iraqi, right?
I was born in Israel.
But you're Iraqi, right?
My mother's Iraqi. I speak Hebrew, though, not...
Do you speak Hebrew?
Yeah.
Not Farsi?
Not Farsi. No.
Did I guess it right?
He's so glad when he gets, like, a cultural reference right.
I know.
It's so bananas.
You don't know how hard it is to be white.
Thank you.
I try to learn every day.
Sunscreen is a pain in the ass.
That's true. The sun hates you.
All right,
you.
Here we go. Now we're going to get you pregnant.
Okay.
Okay. Oh my God, this is...
I feel
nothing.
I've never
felt like this before.
So that's a problem.
Oh, do you see it?
I do see it. I think I'm not supposed to yet, though.
Okay, give me another one.
All right. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you going tops, huh?
Oh, shit. Right.
Okay.
That's good.
There we go.
Good job.
That's in there.
That's
there we go.
Good.
Here, Keith, you guys work on this.
Shit, yeah.
Does this look amber to you?
No, but you know, you don't see color. That's what makes you a good white person.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I should show this to one of my racist friends. Hey, would you hire this, Carmel? This caramel's not doing what I think we need it to do.
Stick your finger in it and see if it's...
Uh-oh. Oh, thermometer, that's right, thermometer. Thermometer. We want it to get to 300 degrees. 300 degrees, it's climbing at 180. 300's freaking hot.
All right, I wanna try pushing the sperm into the vagina.
Here, I'll be the receptacle.
Okay.
Thanks.
Oh, that came out the other end.
That's what she
Looks
said.
Looks like you, All right.
All right.
Hemda.
Yeah.
What do you think? This looks amber, doesn't it?
Hold that.
Oh, I think this is turning into caramel.
I think that's caramel.
I think it's good. I'm gonna put the heavy cream in.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I think that the thermometer is broken. Remove the pan from the heat and add 2/3 of a cup of heavy whipping cream and stir vigorously. Are you ready?
You wanna
try it?
Yes. Okay. On the piece of paper. Smart.
It's gonna pop, okay? So go slow. I'm gonna stir vigorously. Go. Yeah. Yep.
Ow! Just kidding.
Okay, here we go.
This is how you make caramel?
Nope, I don't know.
Today on I Don't Know.
Pour the rest in.
Okay. Are you getting tired?
It's not gonna look good, okay?
It's gonna taste good and not be sticky. Perfect.
You know what we do? I got it. Just put a little Nutella in there and then darken it up.
That could be the sticky thing.
The binding.
Yeah, yeah.
Tablespoon of Nutella, it says right there. Yeah, a little Nutella darkens it up. And it looks like the caramel your mom used to make. Not your mom, but my mom. There, look at that. Little Nutella.
Sure.
It's looking dark. I bet we let it cool. It's gonna get hard.
This is a motherfucker.
Ooh, this smells great. By the way, I always pull it together at the end.
You really do?
Does that not smell great?
Yes.
It smells awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not sticky though.
Not entirely, but that's okay. It smells great. That's all that matters is it tastes great and smells great. And all the eggs been cooked. That's all that matters.
That does matter.
Okay, here's what we're gonna do, okay?
Okay.
We're going to take these, and we're going to dip them, right? Going to dip them in, and then, watch your fingers. Oh, we should let it cool just a titch.
Shouldn't the flat side be the one that we're sticking onto things?
No. Hemda.
Somebody that's not birthed? Anybody?
Hemda.
Apologize.
Let's go back to 1950s and don't question the man.
Oh my God, so do I do it with the spark?
Ooh, that's not a good one. This is hot.
No, you did it perfect. Everything you do is perfect.
Ah! All right, we're gonna do this and we're gonna stack it in the circle. God damn it, that is hot as shit.
Yeah, I'd rather not.
Here we go.
It looks delicious.
It looks great. It's gonna taste amazing.
What are we sticking it to,
though? Are you not seeing what I'm doing?
Me?
We're doing a circle.
Yeah, you gotta do a circle. And then we gotta fill these in and we're gonna stack it pyramid style. Get it?
What else should we tell you now?
Hemda!
Sorry.
Can we not tell what we're doing? We're building a circle. You gotta fill it in the center.
Oh, right, because we're building a pyramid. Yeah. This is why they whipped me so much.
That is like you really put it to work.
Don't be a puss.
Picture that. Picture you're watching a cooking show, which you are.
And
the chef kept doing this.
Here we go.
It's not that I am slipping on the custard.
Me too. It's everywhere. Ow. This is not looking quite like the one I found online.
No, it is.
Okay. No. That is our pyramid.
Perfect. That is a perfect pyramid.
This is what you should bring when you're invited to people's homes, and then you'll never have to go out again.
This is amazing.
You take some of this and you drizzle it over. This is food porn.
So meaty.
Those custard chunks are meant to fall out like that. Look at this. It's water falling on one side.
Yeah.
Oh, that tastes really good.
It does taste good.
Yeah, it tastes really good.
It's fucking awesome.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't look good.
No, it doesn't, but.
It looks actually inedible, almost. I think what we should do is bring in an independent third party to taste this and tell us what they think.
Okay, I'll be that person.
We'll pretend we're having a party.
God, I love this party.
I know, it's fun. Thanks for inviting me over.
Dude, it's fun to party with you.
Did you invite Chemda?
I did, as a matter of fact. She should be here anytime
now.
Oh
my God, hi.
Oh, hey, Chemda, how are you doing?
This already
looks good. Chemda, eat!
Oh my God, did you guys make this?
Yeah, it's called creme... It's called crochets.
Oh my God, it looks like there's a booger in there, but I'll work around it.
Yep.
Yeah, my God, that's the effect I wanted.
And that's why I don't invite you to my parties.
Okay, I'll just take this one like a weirdo. It's really good.
Is it?
No, I'm just kidding. It's great.
Is it good? Come on, let's try one. Ooh, it's cooled down. It's not burning anymore.
There's not enough dish stuff on it.
This is very...
That's good.
Why not, right?
Oh, nice. That's smart.
That's definitely smart. There we go. Hem just wrapping this up, a little bukkake.
Oh, that's good.
That's going to be much better. It's not bad, is it?
It's not bad.
It's not bad. I mean, it doesn't look great.
Good.
Sure, the food isn't edible, okay?
This isn't
something that a real chef would want to eat. But the conversation is through the fucking roof. And you can get more of this conversation on their podcast, Keith and the Girl.
Not the racist stuff, but...
We weren't racist.
No.
We're hanging out with her. You can't be racist when you're the person of color.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
I'm happy to be here.
I don't know how we should end this.
Chug that.
Okay. Ooh, throw me in the briar patch. You want me to get buzzed? Oh, shit. Should I make me jack off later? I was... All right, how do we wrap this up, Hemda? I'm always looking for a tight outro.
Okay.
Ooh, how about this? We each grab one, we take a bite, we like show how much we love it, like smile, and then we'll hold it for 10 seconds.
And then fight
club. Credits.
And then credits.
They're gonna run the video like we're assholes.
All right, you ready?
Oh, you know, we should do lock hands and then like.
Oh, yeah, that's brilliant.
Right?
This is what you do. You grab two, we grab one. We each loop you, and we take a bite, and then we freeze.
Okay, we could do like all.
Yeah, you ready?
Okay. I really got to look up the word brilliant. All right, this all is right. Brilliant.
This is a great idea. You can take two though, Kemba.
Okay, I can take two.
Okay, you ready?
All right.
Hey guys, first of all, I want to thank you very much for doing.
Bart.
Get the fuck out of here. Let's do that again.
Is Kendall moving?
Uh-huh. No.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you got it.
You got it. Something's burning.
This episode was brought to you by The Machine.